Here are some of today's top stories. A former township official is charged with criminal activity, theft, and embezzlement. These are the charges Alan Mizzen now faces. Mizzen, a former chief financial officer of Center Township, is accused of embezzling more than $340,000 from his job while he served between 2001 and 2011. Officials say most of the funds were meant to provide emergency assistance to residents. Investigators say he used the money to buy a home in Zionsville, a Tacoma pickup truck, go on vacations, and pay for his son's college tuition. Indianapolis police are questioning the story of a woman whose car ended up in a pond behind a hotel in the Castleton area. They say the car was pulled from a pond near a North Shetland hotel last night after the woman called 911 saying she was carjacked. Investigators say she might have been drunk, wrecked it, and made up the story. Despite halting same-sex marriages in the state, Indiana has been ordered to recognize at least one of them. Recognition comes for the marriage of a lesbian couple, one of whom is terminally ill. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago issued an emergency ruling yesterday on behalf of Amy Sadler and Nikki Kwasny, who has stage 4 ovarian cancer. They were legally married last year in Massachusetts and argued that the lack of recognition for their marriage would endanger Sadler's ability to collect death benefits. Speaking of benefits, the state of Indiana wants to expand health benefits for up to 350,000 uninsured Hoosiers. Governor Pence is submitting a waiver application to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services today for the Healthy Indiana Plan 2.0. This waiver will allow the state to provide health insurance coverage to more than the 45,000 people who are currently covered by this Medicaid alternative health plan. A change at the Pacers. Yes, Clark Kellogg may be leaving the organization, but he says he's always a Pacer. Yesterday, Kellogg announced he's stepping down from his post as vice president of player relations, effective immediately. Kellogg was the Pacers' first-round draft choice in 1982 and served as the radio and television analyst for the team. Indy fans certainly love their soccer team, the Fuel, or they're finding a good excuse to miss work. Organizers of yesterday's World Cup viewing party on Mass Ave say they surpassed their goal of attendance. They say more than 2,000 to 3,000 people were there by midway through the match. By the way, the U.S. lost to Team Belgium and was eliminated 2-1. Cooler today, a high of 78. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's R&B leader 106.7 WTLC and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.